We're going to hear now from the man at the top of the administrative chain at City College, Robert Agrella. The state appointed him to advise the college's 7-member board of trustees just over a year ago, but in July, when CCSF was put on show cause status, the state effectively disbanded the board and gave Agrella sole decision-making authority over the school. His full title now is Special Trustee with Extraordinary Powers. Agrella is an experienced administrator, and he's the former president of several community colleges, most recently at Sonoma and Santa Rosa. He sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney, who asked him what exactly his administration is doing to save the school.
We have been looking everywhere in the institution where savings might occur. Savings, however, that would not directly impact the classroom, because we're still interested in obviously carrying on the best instructional program and provide the best student services activities that we could possibly do. I think you're aware of the fact that our enrollment is down, which could mean a serious financial shortfall next year, should that hold.
So you say you do not expect City College to lose its accreditation. Why not?
Well, we're working very, very hard. We've identified all of the issues that that need to be addressed in order to maintain accreditation. You know, there are those standards that you must meet. We're well on our way to completing all of those steps. We think that, along with the stabilization of the executive level, new chancellor, we've filled the vice chancellor of finance, the vice chancellor of student development, the vice chancellor of academic affairs are all filled now on a full-time basis. So part of the problem that the institution has had for particularly the last 2 or 3 years is a lack of stability at the top end of the organization. And just stabilizing that is also going to help.
It seems that when the Accreditation Commission made its decision, they had set a deadline for when City College had to meet the 14 points that it was lacking in. And it said, ultimately, the only 2 had been met, and therefore the deadline had passed, and therefore it was going to lose accreditation. But obviously, a lot of work has still been going on since then, last summer, to shore things up and meet these. So why was that deadline then? Was it fair, and was it real?
Well, the deadline, that kind of a deadline, for given the amount of work that had to be accomplished, was it fair? Was it real? It was fair from a certain perspective, but wasn't really possible to complete all of the work that's required. So now they've given us the second year to do it. It's important to realize also that while they gave us the July 31st, 2014 deadline, that deadline can be extended by the commission so that if we show significant progress, let's say, but they still don't believe that we've made 100% progress, they could delay that decision further on. And I personally do not believe that City College is going to close. Obviously, we're going to build a summer school schedule. We're going to build a next fall schedule. We're just moving right ahead. All the time that we're doing this, we're in what's called the review and appeals process, okay? But again, I'm very optimistic about maintaining the accreditation of CCSF.
Well, one of the consequences of them making that declaration was a loss of students. One of the reasons that you gave is because students maybe think that you lost your accreditation or are going to lose your accreditation, and then how are they going to get their AA degree, perhaps, if they're in that kind of a program? That brings into question what their motivation was to make that declaration.
There is no question of what you said is to be true, and that is that I think a lot of students who read in the newspapers or the media, and it's certainly been unfortunately well publicized that the college could possibly close, I think a lot of students were concerned.
Well, do you think that, I mean, what you said is that at that point, City College could close when they made that declaration, but I think that the media reports are basically saying City College would close.
Well, I don't always agree with how the media phrases things, and I think that's part of the problem also, that sometimes bylines that are written on stories in print, when you read the story, it's not quite what the byline says. You know, a portion of the process that we're in is that we must write a closure report. But when people say, well, they're writing a closure report, after all, that must mean that they're going to close. No, that's one of the steps that you must go through when you're on show cause. You have to write a closure report. It doesn't say you're going to close.
That's City College of San Francisco Special Trustee Robert Agrella. So speaking generally about community colleges across the nation, what do you think their role is now in 2013?
Well, I think their role primarily right now is probably threefold. First, to provide transfer education so that students who want to go on and get a baccalaureate degree or higher can do that. So that's important. Second, I think in terms of career development, whether it be a certificate program or a degree program, community colleges really can be a part of the economic engine of a community and of a state, such as in California. And then the third role is just basic skills training. Students come to City College because they need basic skills in mathematics, English. You know, this college has a very large ESL program because of the large ESL population in San Francisco and everything. So that comes into a kind of a different facet. And also, a lot of students want to come just for the sheer sake of learning. They want to learn another language, for example, other than English, and some want to learn English. So I think those are the three primary roles of community colleges. And those have been, quite frankly, the key and critical roles for community colleges probably since their founding.
Do you think that all of those roles are safe going forward as far as funding and accreditation?
I think they're safe in terms of they're part of the core values of a community college. Are they safe in terms of continuing to be funded like they have traditionally been funded? That's a very good question, and one that's up in the air in the state of California, because there have been some proposals that non-credit would not be funded in the same manner that it is currently funded, that non-credit education would no longer necessarily be handled by the community colleges, but might go back to K-12, which really, at one point in time, it really was. So I think, you know, those questions are questions that are being debated right now. I would hope that they don't alter that as core values within the institution, because I think the non-credit and the credit both are important segments of a community college, and particularly important in a community like San Francisco.
Why do you think funding for those aspects of community college are maybe more in jeopardy now from the governmental standpoint?
Well, that you'd have to talk to the governor, I guess, and other folks who in the legislature who might be debating that. But, you know, the big debate is where can you get the best bang for your buck? That's what they're looking for, unfortunately. And they want to see how many students are going on to a four-year college or university. A lot of your non-credit students don't do that. They're here, like as I mentioned, for the basic life skills. And that's not something measurable. You can't put your finger on that and say, well, 54% of your students who graduated got jobs, or 71% went on to four-year colleges and universities. It's much more nebulous, and so it becomes more, unfortunately, more vulnerable from a argumentative perspective. Everything, when money becomes tight, when revenue streams become tight at the state level, then they gravitate toward looking at what's the cost-benefit analysis. And you can't always measure these things in terms of dollars and cents. To a student who cannot speak English, new to this country, being able to come to a college like City College of San Francisco and learning a language that they have to speak here in most cases, and that would be English or write and everything, you can't place a value on that.